Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss the Nazis' economic and foreign policies between 1933 and 1939. And we will discuss the view and the question of whether or not the Nazis were creating an economy which was geared towards war. Hitler faced an economic dilemma when he took power in January 1933. On the one hand, he knew that he needed to rebuild Germany's economy in order to win public support. However, he equally needed to assemble a strong military. His plans, therefore, had to reflect both of these realities. His main economic advisor, at least until 1937, was Hjalmar Schacht. Schacht believed that Germany could only be strong with a vibrant private economy, selling domestically and exporting large amounts too. However, this was at odds with Hitler's military demands, supported by men like Hermann Göring. The German goal of autarky, meaning the country would not rely on imports, was a clear step towards a war economy. Nazi leaders recognised that Germany had lost World War I partly because of economic blockades, and they did not want a repeat, even though this strategy makes little economic sense, as it ultimately leads to a shortage of goods and higher prices. As a result, Germany focused on building an economy that could meet all domestic and military needs in time of war, but this did mean spending more than might be the case if the goods had been imported. This partly lay behind the need for territorial expansion to meet these demands, giving them access to land, resources, and people. However, Hitler also recognised the need to win public support. An economy which could not meet needs for private consumption could lead to resentment towards the government, and so Hitler as well. And thus, until 1936 at least, German spending was focused on meeting all economic needs. Eventually though, it is clear that the economy was geared up towards preparation for war, most notably through the four-year plan, which was a clear choice of guns over butter. Government spending between 1933 and 1938 also shows a massive military focus, going from around 1 billion Reichsmarks in 1933 to 13 billion by 1938. All of this had a knock-on effect on private industry, including a skills shortage, as many trained workers were focused on military activities. In addition, the government control of private businesses, such as setting quotas for production, emphasised that military concerns outweighed all other demands. Many historians split the 1933 to 1939 period into two stages. Between 1933 and 1936, economic recovery was key. This included public spending and consumer demand, and this was the major feature of economic policy in Germany. However, between 1936 and 1939, rearmament and war preparation became the overriding priority.